heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, esteemed viewers. Welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, India and France launch a satellite devoted to weather and climate research. In Noble Living News, Ms. Faith Malira realizes her dream of opening a health center in her native Uganda. In Animal Welfare News, a New Zealand newspaper helps find loving homes for animal companions. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 12th, is the birthday of peacemaker and nurse Sister Ceciliana Olileni, born in Honiara, Solomon Islands. She played a very significant role in building harmony in the Solomon Islands during a difficult time. For her caring efforts, she was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2005 as part of the 1,000 Women for the Nobel Peace Prize project. She said, "I was born with a heart for the people. When you have commitment and dedication, death or life does not exist for you. People first, you come later." Our gratitude, Sister Ceciliana Olileni, for your unconditional service to your fellow citizens. We wish you a joyful birthday with God's abundant blessings.
Fly-In News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the United States. A week and a half ago, a widespread ice storm struck in the Midwest, causing a million Americans to suddenly have to brace themselves through bitter cold nights with no promise of lights or heat. Dozens of lives were tragically lost as governments struggled to quickly repair broken electricity poles and lines that had snapped due to the ice.
I lived here in Marion for 20 years and I've never seen a disaster this bad.
This is the worst we've had in this area for this long. Usually the electric companies has the power back on within a week, even out to the, you know, the little county areas. But now this time they're telling us it's possibly going to be 3 weeks before we get electricity.
On February 2nd, our association's Midwest Relief Team members wrote to Supreme Master Ching Hai a report about the situation and a request for aid they had received.
Most beloved Master, due to these severe storms in Midwest, we received an urgent message from a fire department in the state of Tennessee asking us to help 8,000 people there who are without electricity.
In response to the fire department's request, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately donated $30,000 to help the ice storm victims, with this message to the relief team. Please ask neighbor centers if they can help to join hands quickly. Thank you in advance.
As she had advised, our association members from Kentucky, Ohio, and Georgia combined their efforts to bring emergency relief to the most severely affected states of Tennessee and Kentucky. Our relief team members contributed additionally for their own travel expenses. Despite the challenges, it was heartening to see that communities had pulled together to help one another.
I am Dr. Rachel Yarbrough, the superintendent for Crittenden County Schools, and I am putting together some baskets with all the supplies that you all brought for our community. Thank you very much. Well, we're putting coloring books and baby wipes and toothpaste, toothbrushes, blankets for the kids.
With the Crittenden County Fire and Rescue Squad here in Crittenden County, I've pretty much been here around the clock 24 hours a day since last Tuesday. And we appreciate everything, you know, from the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
At different stops, hot vegan lunches were cooked and served for the shelter guests.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for everything. The vegan lunch was really good. I liked the spaghetti.
In the town of Mayfield, the second relief team delivered 100 blankets, some energizing foods, and basic personal hygiene items. The following day, they were also able to procure all the items the shelter had been needing but could not afford. The people were touched at the care being delivered by strangers to their remote towns.
I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for the donation that's been given to us here, and it is very much appreciated. And God bless all of you. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, I'm so grateful for y'all coming here helping us out in the shelter. God, if it wasn't for God's grace, we wouldn't be here today.
We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's timely aid and unconditional love that reaches the distressed in the United States and around the world. We pray that all the ice storm affected are quickly returned to their daily lives of warmth and comfort, and that the providence may grace our efforts to care for the environment and restore its state of harmony for our survival.
Western Europe affected by storms. On Tuesday, heavy rains and strong winds swept through England and Wales, bringing average monthly rainfall amounts to some areas in just one day. This, combined with melting snow, caused some 270 flood warnings to be issued by the British Environment Agency, with over 40 rescues of people in stranded vehicles. In France, severe windstorms brought gusts of up to 140 kilometers per hour, causing 900,000 homes to lose electricity and knocking down trees along with electricity pylons. Strong winds also blew through Switzerland, with gales of 150 kilometers per hour in the Jura Mountains. Fortunately, there have been no reports of injuries or fatalities in any of these cases. We pray that the heavens continue to watch over the storm affected in Europe. May these frightening events subside as we adopt more compassionate lifestyles to ensure the welfare of all earthly co-inhabitants.
Freezing rain causes chaos in Western Canada. On Monday, an unusual warm period in the provincial region known as the Prairies transformed its usual snowfall into freezing rain, creating a layer of ice that resulted in extremely slippery roads, snapped power lines, school closures, and air travel disruptions. The abnormal weather caused even emergency vehicles to slip off the road into ditches. Environment Canada meteorologist Bob Cormier said, "On average, we're seeing warmer winters and we can expect a higher probability of more freezing rain in the prairies. Our prayers for the safety and comfort of all Canadians affected by these unusual weather patterns. May our responsible and caring green actions soon restore the health and balance of our environment." Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sudan launches disarmament program. The United Nations reports that Sudan has launched the largest demobilization program ever to reintegrate 180,000 soldiers into civilian life over the next 4 years. The program was symbolically begun on Tuesday in a ceremony where 15 members of the North and South handed in their arms in exchange for food tokens and cash. This disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration program has so far received international support in the form of over $21 million from Japan and France. Congratulations, Sudan, on your renewed commitment to peace, and many thanks for the United Nations' steady support. With heaven's grace, may the noble Sudanese people realize lasting unity and harmony among all fellow countrymen.
Smoking speeds the aging process. Researchers from the University of Iowa, USA, have found a link between the rapid aging of smokers and the rare genetic disease known as Werner's syndrome, with both causing mortality at a younger age from heart disease or cancer. The scientists found that cigarette smoke causes a similar defect as Werner's syndrome, where aging accelerates due to the body's inability to produce a certain gene that protects DNA in the cells of the body. The lives of smokers, and presumably those who passively inhale smoke as well, are thus similarly shorter. Our gratitude, University of Iowa researchers, for broadening our understanding of the harms of smoking. With heaven's blessings, may our world soon be free of intoxicants for a healthy future for all.
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Loving neighbors in Michigan, USA, helped to rescue dog. When Osa, a vivacious Rottweiler, fell into Genoa Township's Lake Chemung on Tuesday, neighbors Thomas Coppola and Victor LaRue came to help Osa's caregiver, Dan Fivey, pull her out of the freezing lake. Thanks to their concerted efforts, Osa was successfully rescued. In remarking on his willingness to participate in Osa's rescue, the 75-year-old Mr. Coppola shared, "We love this dog like a child, like she's our own family." Messrs. Coppola, LaRue, and Fivey, we are touched by your selfless actions as Osa's warm-hearted friends. Blessed be caring spirits such as yours in reminding us to love and respect all life.
Save our planet. Hundreds of European cities sign Eco Accord. The mayors of at least 350 cities from 23 countries in Europe have signed a climate change agreement pledging by the year 2020 to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by more than 20%, as well as increase energy efficiency and sustainable energy sources.
It's the first time a large number of mayors in Europe gather to discuss the climate issue and to share experiences and to encourage each other.
This covenant of mayors is anticipated to save at least $10.4 billion in energy costs, as well as preserve the environment.
There are so many possibilities to reduce CO2 emissions when you think about that we reduced our CO2 emissions for our whole city facilities over the last 10 years of nearly 40%. This is the perspective which we want to share with other citizens.
Our accolades and gratitude for your new accord, European mayors. Such noble leadership will surely inspire the concerted actions of many fellow citizens for the sustainable benefit of all.
Save our planet. Polluted Karikut Canal gains new green role. In Gujarat state of India, in Naroda, Ahmedabad, the city administration is planning to cover the polluted Karikut Canal that currently runs through the city and instead create a 15-meter-wide community garden on top with facilities for all ages to enjoy. A large lake in the middle of Naroda is also being prepared, complete with a toy train, an entertainment zone, and a 1 kilometer jogging track. The $80 million project will achieve the purpose of covering the canal while creating a natural area in the city. Bravo, Naroda leaders, for this green transformation of the Karikut Canal. May all citizens and visitors enjoy the many far-reaching benefits of this new natural spot in the heart of the city.
Save our planet. Los Angeles school going green. In California, USA, the Los Angeles Unified School District has launched a $350 million solar energy program to generate 50 megawatts of electricity by 2012, enough to power about 50,000 homes. The We Build Green program is also generating jobs, with some of the 300 recently trained solar panel installers being hired by private construction companies even before their training was finished. A green salute, Los Angeles Unified School District, for your program that generates jobs and saves the environment.
Save our planet. Saving the bighorn sheep. Volunteers in the state of Utah, USA, distributed pneumonia medication in the mountains near the northern city of Cedar Hills for the endangered wild bighorn sheep. Biologists and volunteers have donated the medicine, hoping it will help prevent the illness that has recently decimated the bighorn sheep population. State conservation efforts since 2000 have been successful in bringing some sheep back into the wild, but the prevalence of the pneumonia has resulted in only about 70 that currently survive. Our gratefulness, volunteers and scientists, for your dedication to actively protect the fragile bighorn sheep. May they quickly grow in numbers and grace the mountains with their majestic presence once more. In a video conference in July 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai reveals how wild animals actually have an innate healing ability if they had the opportunity to live in natural, pristine habitats.
Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals, are actually protecting ourselves. So we must protect the environment and the wild. They can take care of themselves. If the environments are friendly and conducive to a healthy lifestyle, then the wild will never get sick. The wild will have no problem. They will have enough food to feed themselves. They can retain their natural ability to heal themselves. Sometimes we overlook the long-run effect. We just see the immediate benefit or gains, and we forget that in the long run, if we are carelessly build or damage or interfere with nature, then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now.
Save our planet. The Chinese Ministry of Finance has allocated $12.7 billion for local governments to quickly provide relief funds to the country's drought-affected farmers.
Save our planet. Iran's Sanir Energy Company has announced a cooperative project with a Pakistani firm to construct a 50-megawatt wind power plant in Pakistan.
Save our planet. To enhance rural distribution of electricity in Uganda, the government is sponsoring 30% subsidies and generous loan terms to less fortunate clients for their solar power installations.
I'm Kamulo Tegamu, and I'm vegetarian. Today, I have a tip to help your animal companion. Please be careful that they stay warm enough in this very cold weather. Try to avoid taking them out except when necessary, and get them back into the warm house as soon as possible. To help keep them cozy, there are many good-looking animal friend sweaters and coats that you may want to try. They are available online or in some animal companion stores. Supreme Master Ching Hai has designed some fantastic animal friends clothing. Please visit www.thecelestialshop.com. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being veg. Go green and save the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
In good governance news, India and France intend to launch climate satellite. The Indian Space Research Organization and France's National Center for Space Studies are working together to set the satellite in space in late 2009. Devoted entirely to climate and weather research, Megatropics, as a satellite is named, will help further our understanding of climate change and phenomena such as monsoons and cyclones. Kudos and best of luck, India and France, on your collaborative space ventures. May increased awareness of the environment encourage us to take all steps possible to protect our delicate ecosphere.
In Noble Living News, a new health center is opening in Gayaza, Uganda. The Faith Health Center in Masoli Village will provide services in areas including general medicine, maternal and child care, and health education. The clinic is being sponsored by the nonprofit The American Association of Integrative Medicine. It is named after Miss Faith Mulira, a native Ugandan living in the United States who envisioned the almost $300,000 project. She donated her Ugandan property for the center and helped to establish a corresponding board of directors in Uganda. Our hats off to you and heaven bless Miss Faith Mulira, the American Association of Integrative Medicine and Ugandan Board of Directors, for your devotion to the well-being of your brethren. May all citizens of beautiful Uganda thrive in well-being and happiness. Coming up next, animal companions find loving homes thanks to a newspaper adoption program. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, engaging news for a joy-filled world. In animal welfare news, New Zealand's Herald newspaper holds a successful animal adoption campaign. Over 250 sweet animals have found loving homes thanks to the Herald's Adopt Me series. The caregivers seem very happy with their delightful friends. For example, Miss Pram commented on her 2-year-old new feline companion. Felicity has settled in marvelously. Affy, a white bull terrier, is getting a lot of exercise as he accompanies his family in their outdoor activities such as camping, bike rides, and going to the park. Our appreciation, Herald newspaper, for your very kind service. May all animal companions be given caring families to share their precious lives.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Guardian Angel.
A wife said to her husband, "We are driving a little too fast." The husband said, "Ah, don't worry. You have to believe in a guardian angel. He will take care of us." The wife said, "Yes, I do. But I'm afraid we left him too far behind."
And now for our viewer's heartline. This poem was written originally in Persian in dedication to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Benam Khoda va mara mikhani va do ayene didar be ham minegarim ro be ro tu dar tu ta talaqi ha ta baqi ha dar tanam atr kalamat jari ist be sedayi ke mara mikhanad و سرودی که در این نیلبک چوبی تنهایی من میپیچد و سخن میگوید از تو با من و سخن میگوید با من تا در هر دم قنچه واشده معنا را از بن بوته این تجربه ها میبویم تو مرا میخوانی یا من به صدای تو سخن میگویم.
Greetings, it is good to hear your poetic verses. We have a personal reply from Supreme Master Ching Hai for you.
Dear soul, wonderful that you know yourself. Thanks, my love, for the beautiful poem. Allah is with you. Always loving. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for being with us for this edition of Noteworthy News. Please feel free to share any uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them along with comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May the brilliant inner light guide your path always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
East Japan Railway Co. unveils images of its new high-speed super train, which is expected to be available in 2011 and will travel at speeds of 320 kilometers per hour.
Egypt receives permission to extend her membership on United Nations committees for bringing peace to Burundi and Sierra Leone.
Once a Liberian refugee, Mr. Jacob Masakoi is now director of African Refuge, an organization working to improve the lives of the less fortunate in New York, USA.
As the first French head of state to visit Iraq, President Nicolas Sarkozy was welcomed by President Jalal Talabani and pledged his country's assistance in rebuilding.
Australian scientists announce a significant advancement in medicine to treat and control malaria.
For his new British House of Lords mantle, Lord Waheed Ali replaces the traditional ermine collar with a cruelty-free fake fur version.
At an international security conference in Germany, India proposes future collaboration for a worldwide ban on the use of nuclear weapons.
Formosa's, or Taiwan's, central government allocates $59.35 million for programs to assist the less fortunate in Taipei City, including food subsidies and vocational training.
Swiss citizens vote to approve the extension of free labor movement with European Union states, including new members Bulgaria and Romania.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas meets with Turkish President Abdullah Gül to outline plans for achieving Palestinian unity and peace. more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.